Welcome back to Sunday Central. We're going to preview the Cup meeting at Traralgon. Yeah, Cup day today. So we've got two really good cards in Country Victoria today. The first event at 12:30, and the track rating is a good 4. And Trav Noonan joins us to have a look at this good card today. Good morning to you, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. It is a good card, the Traralgon Cup meeting. It's also always a good track to get out to. And, a couple of short price favourites I think should be pretty hard to beat.
Okay, we look at race number one. The scratching is number 7, Leo Lane. Two horses dominate the market, 5 Blistering at 175 and 8 Little Miss Rich at 280.
Yeah, Blistering certainly was very good last start at Mornington when Drew Barrier won, and probably a little bit unlucky behind Miss So Luca. The start prior at Traralgon, she did a really good job to finish 5th behind Dubai Knights. I think she's well placed here to get on the board. At start number 6, and the filly from the Gippsland, I think, should be hard to beat. 5 Blistering to beat the 8 Little Miss Rich, who showed plenty of speed on debut at Ararat, led them up there and just faded that final 100 metres. I think should be much better for that first up run, and Patrick Maloney does ride Traralgon quite well. 4 Billy the Filly has shown glimpses so far in her career. First up run at Pakenham on the synthetic back in May was very good, and then just faded off late in the campaign. She could perhaps perform first up. And 6 Class Action has shown glimpses as well in its career to date. 5, 8, 4, 6 in the opener.
5, 8, 4, 6 in race number 1. Race number 2, and there are no scratchings here. Heading the market is the well-named five finger discount out of a mare called Stole, and it's currently at 320.
Yeah, an interesting one, 5 finger discount. Now, not often you see these price bloodstock horses debut at the races at 5 years of age, so he's obviously had his problems throughout the journey. But the trials have just been plain, I thought, and I'm surprised he's as short as what he is here, because he's going to get back from barrier 10, so I'm sort of opposing him 5 finger discount. And with a horse coming across from Tasmania in the Poodle from the Scott Brunton team, Craig Newitt in the saddle, really have to respect when Scott travels his horses to Victoria. He's got such a great strike rate when they come here. And the first up run at Launceston was quite good. Put itself on speed there from the wide gate and was only gunned down late. Subsequently has won a trial at Hobart. From barrier 12 here, I imagine he'll be going straight to the front and take some catching. 6 the Poodle to beat 9 Jertani, who's been racing in really good form for the Jamie Cockrum stable. I thought the first up run behind Aquapiche was good at Pakenham. That horse, you know, started favourite at Moonee Valley on Friday night. Gets a nice run here for Matthew Cartwright. 3 5-finger discount definitely has to go in the numbers considering the market support. And 8 Danira was certainly okay last start. We're running second at Donald behind Space Force and has to have a chance on the basis of that run. 6, 9, 3, 8 in the second.
Race 2, Trav Noonan's tips, Traralgon, 6, 9, 3 and 8. In the third race, the scratchings are 2, Don't Bother Knocking, and also 5 Magic Drum. It was a late scratching at 10:19 on Vet's advice. The 3 down the bottom dispute favouritism here, Trav. You've got 10 Magna or More at 370, the debutante Princess Annalise number 11 at $3, and 12 Vacander at 330.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed to see the late scratching of Magic Drum. I can't wait to sort of see that horse back at the races. It's been jumping out really well lately at Sale. And, from the Casey Wilson stable, it's one to follow. But finding the winner here, I think, is made a little bit trickier with that scratching. Happy to go, though, with the 12 Vacander on top, who's done really nothing wrong in the 3 starts back, been very competitive, you know, sort of at Mornington in 2 runs. And then last time at Geelong was only beaten just under 2 lengths by Wolfskill. That's certainly the best form in this race in a 4-year-old plus maiden that doesn't have a lot of depth. Happy to put it on top, the 12 Vacander. 11 Princess Annalise on debut for the Luke Oliver stable with, you know, Zipping Classic winning jockey Jamie Mott has to be respected off the Cranbourne jump outs and the fact this race doesn't have a lot of depth. 10 Magna and More will go forward for Jason Benbow. It was reasonable last time at Tatura. Start prior at Moe was also okay. And 9 Golden Thunder on debut could potentially make its presence felt as well, just because this race doesn't, as I sort of stated already, doesn't have a stack of quality to it. 12, 11, 10, 9 in the third.
12, 11, 10 and 9. Race 4 at Terrelgan, scratch 4 and 8. 2 Mr. Sizzle, $3.10. 5 Raid the Bar's the favourite at $2.30. 6 Redskin Jimmy at $4.
Yeah, Raid the Bar's been knocking on the door this campaign. Both his sort of runs, once he's got out to this distance, have been very good. The run 2 starts ago at Terrelgan behind Be Alert, I thought was very good, beating his key contender here, Mr. Sizzle. And then last start at Mowi, he sat up on top of the speed, was sort of run down late by State Squad, but was still a reasonable effort. He's a son of Rebel Raider and now fourth up. He's probably at peak fitness and he gets a good run from the speed map for Jason Maskew. He's certainly going to take a bit of beating, the 5 Raid the Bar. His danger is certainly the 2 Mr. Sizzle, who's going in really good form this campaign for Margot McDougall. Patrick Maloney takes over the ride. He finished third behind Be Alert and Raid the Bar last time at Terrelgan. He's had sort of a gap between runs, which seems to suit him. And then the 10, Peak of Heaven, who's sort of the horse on the up here, has only had the one start and didn't finish too far away from the Mornington. Perhaps a step up in trip could be beneficial for it. And 1, He's a Zeb, trialled well during the week at Mowi and could be the, you know, sort of X-factor runner here. 5, 2, 10, 1 in the fourth.
5, 2, 10 and 1, race 4. So race number 5, and the scratching is 9, and then down the bottom, 12, 13 and 14 come out. So 9, 12, 13 and 14. Bobsled at 220 dominates the market here, race 5, Terrelgan.
Yeah, he's short enough, I think, Bobsled, considering he's had sort of 12 goes trying to win a race. He's a very well-bred horse, Snitzel out of a mare, Serious Speed as a Group 1 winner. He was okay first up at Moonee Valley, sort of posted wide there from barrier 10, but I think he's short enough, and for that reason I'm going against him here with the 10 Narsha from the Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. yard. Both runs have been good at Benalla and Kyneton. He's had a little bit of a habit, though, of missing the start. Imagine here with Patrick Maloney, this filly will be a lot of intent to get her out of the barriers, and she certainly showed talent, though, in both races, closing off strongly at Benalla and Kyneton, and just thought she's potentially over the odds here, the 10 Narsha. So happy to put her on top from 8 Serengani, who was good last time at Pakenham at big odds behind General Firepower and Riverina Cyclone. Form out of that race has been reasonable. Then we go to the 1 Bobsled. As I said, he's definitely knocking on the door, but he's had his chances, and 5 Strikeout is perhaps the big improver, getting to 1,400 metres, was closing off well last time at Mowi. 10, 8, 1, 5.
Race 5 tips, 10, 8, 1, 5. We're previewing Terrelgan Cup Day with Travis Noonan. We get to the first leg of the quaddy. Race 6, scratch 1, 5, 8, 9, and number 10, our little ripper, a late scratching, was at 7.40 this morning. That leaves a field of 7, but you still got the 3-place dividends because number 10 was a late withdrawal. 2 Eagle Spirit is the favourite, Trav, at 2.50.
This is a competitive start to the quaddy. Eagle Spirit probably deserves favouritism, though, on recent form. Good winner last week, sort of at Terang, when betting Sensational Reward and Fee Style, where he carried the 61 kilos. Gets in well at the weights here with Sheridan Clark's claim, only has to carry 58, and has a really good record here at Terrelgan, has won and ran second here sort of recently behind Dance to Dubai. You really can't knock his form this campaign. He's been in super, super form and in sort of better races than this. I think he's certainly the horse to beat, 2 Eagle Spirit for the Blackshaw team. 3 Spanish Tides is the big improver. Getting up to this distance range, probably just found 1,200 a little bit too sharp, returning at Echuca, but did have 64 kilos that day, drops back to 59, gets Jamie Mott, certainly plenty of ticks for that galloper. 4 Fengarada has shown some talent so far in its career. First up for the Bright Oak team with Bo Mertens, and certainly it can run well. And then next best, the 11 quarterback, Zach, who's jumped out reasonably for the Littlefield team and also showed a bit of ability last campaign when breaking the maiden. 2, 3, 4, 11 in the sixth.
2, 3, 4, 11 in the first leg of the quaddy, race 7. Benchmark 64, scratch 1, 9 and 10. So only the 2-place dividends here, a field of 7. Number 5, Be Alert, is the favourite at 2.40.
Yeah, he's going to be hard to beat, Be Alert, but I think So He Rules is potentially the value here, getting away from wet tracks. This horse just really doesn't handle it once he gets to sort of that past soft five range, and he's sort of mixed his racing this campaign on wet and dry tracks, and you probably see his form. It's 9, 10, 3, 4, but three of those runs have been on wet tracks. So I think you've just got to look at the run at Sale on Cup Day where he finished third behind Wascali, an American Angel, and a strong benchmark 64, and that's the mark you, that's the race you mark him on, because that was on a good four. He gets those conditions today. He gets Jamie Mott. He's up to a suitable trip at 1,900 metres. He's race fit. I think he ticks a lot of boxes. So happy to be with him, the four, So He Rules. From the five, Be Alert. Certainly a progressive stayer on the way through. All the runs this campaign have been rock solid. The win here at Traralgon, he really bolted in against Raid the Bar, who's obviously a big chance earlier on in the day. Last time at Soundown, he sat up on top of the speed. Probably just went a little bit too slow in that race and was gunned down by Mr. Cancun, but no knock in that, in sort of this grade. Then Six Clinched, who's going well for the new stable. One first up here at Traralgon, got probably too far back at Soundown. Up to 1,900 is probably a big tick for that horse. And two, Mystery Bad Guy, can improve up in distance. 4, 5, 6, 2 in the seventh.
Race 7, 4, 5, 6, 2. The Traralgon Cup, the feature events, race number 8. The scratchings are 2 Excel Man, who was a late scratching. Steward's order at 8.19. Also out is number 9, Archaeus. The rider of 6 Dalamax is Craig Newitt. The rider of 10 High Torque is Nathan Punch. 3 Huntley Castle, favourite at 2.30, ahead of 6 Dalamax at 4.20.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty hard to beat here, Huntley Castle, coming back from sort of Saturday grade races, even though he's been racing sort of on Oakstone Manicato Stakes night, but they've both been very quality races, sort of worth $130,000, and now drops back to a pretty even Traralgon Cup field. Thought his run last time at Flemington behind Ducon, only beaten 2 lengths, was terrific, perhaps in the inferior ground. He now gets Jamie Mott, who's full of confidence. He draws well, gets to his right sort of distance range. He's won 3 races at 1,800 metres, 1 race at 2,000. So 1,900, absolutely in his sweet spot. And he's 4th up, so he's just going to take a power beating here, I think, Huntley Castle. He deserves to be a clear favourite. 4 Silent Command, very consistent Country Cups galloper. He's a winner of the Coleraine Cup 3 starts ago. He puts himself up on top of the speed. He gives, you know, his opposition really something to catch, and he was a great run last time in the Kyneton Cup when only gunned down late. Handles all conditions, certainly the danger. And then we went with the 8 Star Spangled Baby. He's really turned the corner this preparation. Win at Mowi 2 starts ago was eye-catching, betting Enunciate, and then went to Moonee Valley and was a good run, running second. Step up to 1,900 looks ideal for that horse now. And 6 Dalamax getting out to this trip with Craig Newitt, certainly a chance. 3, 4, 8, 6 in the cup.
So that's a cup, 3, 4, 8, and 16. Lester was also very keen on number 3, Huntley Castle. The last of 9 at 5:10. The scratchings are 6, 7, and 8. The General, number 1 at 2.70, the favourite.
He's going to take some beating, the General. The query for him is, though, the majority of his best form is on rain-affected tracks. He hasn't had too many runs on good tracks, and he does have to carry 61.5 here. He probably made to work from the outside barrier to lead. Certainly got the class factor, though, and has to be considered a winning chance. Thought to race him is perhaps the horse to beat, though, here. Just gets a lovely run from barrier 1 in behind the speed for Jamie Mott, going really well this campaign. Sort of 1-2 starts ago at Chuka, carrying 62.5, and then last start was really good in a strong race at Bendigo. I think it maps for a really good run, and certainly is a leading player here. Race him from the General, as all the points I outlined before, he's going to be right in there. 3 Black Opal was a strong winner last time at Geelong. He got the sort of confidence up, winning a 0-58. Certainly can be right amongst the finish here. And 11 Shame for Fame, sort of the 3-year-old filly. She showed a little bit in her first sort of preparation, ran second to a horse called My Numero Uno at Swan Hill, who's a subsequent City Saturday winner and has jumped out well this campaign. So the numbers in the last 2, 1, 3, 11. Best bet, I'm going to go race 8, number 3 in the Cup, Huntley Castle. I think anything above even money is a really good play for this galloper. He just looks exceptionally placed. Next best, race 4, number 5, Raid the Bar. I think today's the day he breaks the maiden. The Quaddy, race 6, we'll go 2, 3, 4, 11. Race 7, 1, 4, 5, 6. Race 8, the Cup, we'll just take the two numbers, 3 and 4. And race 9, will come home 1, 2, 3.
All right, Trav, thanks very much. Good luck today at Terrelgan on Cup Day.
No worries. Thanks, Dan.